Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach Kevin Lugg from the men's basketball team is with us after suffering a tough loss to Northern Michigan last night at the SDC gym. 67-62 was the final there, and I think Wes nailed it on the head, Coach. A few more seconds, and the Huskies might have come back and tied and maybe won that game. It was an entertaining game to watch, just one that got away from us just a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, you know what? I can't help but agree with that. If there's a little more time, we would have had a chance, but I don't. On the flip side of that, our urgency wasn't there in the first 30 minutes, Dirk, to be honest with you, and that's where, you know, you kind of look at, you know, we look at the end and we say, boy, we missed two layups and had a turnover, and that would have made it a fabulous comeback had we held on. But you know, that's just that would give credit to the guys that were in there at the end that gave us a chance. But you know, we're close, and of course disappointing. And you know, I got 200 some losses in my career, and those don't go away. And I got over 300 some wins that you really can't enjoy, and it's clearly disappointment. But you know, that's part of the process. And you know, as a leader of the team, you got to be ready to go today, and you got to get, although we can't practice, you got to get prepared for what's a really, really tough game down at Ferris on Thursday.
Well, Ben Stiles is such a great player. Luke Heller, obviously a fantastic player. Why were they able to do what they were able to do, Coach?
Well, they made valiant efforts, those guys, and you know, Chartier was right in there, and we really didn't do well the first half period. And I'm not making up excuses. That's our job, that's our responsibility, that's the players also. And you know, I mean, you got to be better, and those two guys gave great efforts to try to get us back, and it was just a little bit short, and that's sport. You know, I can't make up any excuses. We didn't get it done. I don't want to take away the fact that Northern Michigan shot the basketball very well, and that's it. You know, if you give up 67 points with a bunch of free throws at the end, and you know, Wes and I were talking about it last night too. I think at one point there was a 2 or 3 minute possession of offensive rebounds. You know, those are decisions, and that's desire. And you know, we didn't have it during some of those stretches last night, which is quite a disappointment. And maybe that's my fault for playing the wrong players, but no, it's my job to try to find out who wants to play and compete in those type of situations.
Coach, you've been doing so well on the glass in the previous five, six games. You know, you're like plus nine maybe in your previous five, six games, and then you go minus 11 in rebounds on Monday night. Was it, in your mind, just simply a matter of effort, or is there some luck involved in there as well?
Well, you know, certainly you're going to, you know, they always say you get the lucky bounce, and you're going to get that sometime. But I'll tell you this, and I didn't get through to that part. They out-hustled us on some of those ones, on that possession that you were talking about. One of them we got switched on to, and left a guy, which nobody's fault. But the other ones were more of a desire thing, Wes. And I, you know, we're the type of team that can't make a lot of mistakes. You're going to make some mistakes no matter who it is and what sport you're in. You're going to have mistakes. But you can't have 19 like we had on Saturday, and then you can't do the decision, you know, boxing your man out is a decision. And there's a little bit of technique involved there, but it's a decision that I got to get this ball before that guy gets it, just like going to a loose puck, just like going to a fumble. I mean, those are decisions, and if you don't have those throughout 40, if we don't have them for 40 minutes, there's some teams that are more athletic than us that can get away with a little bit more of that because they're quicker than us and can jump higher. But that I wouldn't trade in. I wouldn't trade our guys in for anything, but we can't afford to make those little errors.
Coach, it seems like you turned the ball over a lot last few games. Last night, only four turnovers,
yeah,
I think,
four
in the game, and then, you know, but the rebound wasn't there. You know, how do you get things put together, both ends of it, where you're taking care of the ball, rebounding, and obviously getting Ben Stelzer involved? He had, you know, not scored a lot of points prior to last night, went off for 37 last night. How do you get things put together?
Well, that's interesting that you say that, and I, you know, throughout the last three games, you know, even beating Northwood, you look at things and you say, boy, when we can have an official practice and get after it and not try to kill these guys, and it certainly can't be today because we got to give them a day off, and then tomorrow's the night before, you know, Wednesday's an 8-hour, 9-hour travel, then we got to try to practice. We just really haven't had a good practice day in the last couple weeks, and then on top of it, you got a couple guys that are tweaked and injured, and I'm not, this sounds like an excuse. I'm certainly not trying to get an excuse, but you need practice to fix that, and you need to need repetition. You need to get it in their minds. We can get this done. And, you know, getting back to Ben, you know, I've tried since day one when we had our scrimmages to get more balance and not put all the pressure on Ben. But I know night in and night out, Ben's going to be there. I still have to try to get some balance. But the consistency of, you know, the rest of the guys has been a little bit off. And, you know, Ben hasn't forced anything. And last night he said, you know, I got to do this. And he did. And, you know, he got some help from Heller. And we got to build on those things and try to figure this out. Is, you know, you got to keep trying to get better. You feel as a coach and as a team when you get 4 and 5 guys in double figures, you got a chance to keep it. But the problem is the consistency portion, and sometimes that's the difficult thing. That is a process, and it takes time. And we don't have that right now, and that's what we got to get.
You're in a tough spot of the schedule. Obviously, 5 games in 10 days. You said you had to take a day off, but how do you keep the guys fresh and ready to go for a big time game? You're playing the league leaders in Fair State on the road in their barn on Thursday.
Well, you know what? It's going to be how to keep them fresh, Wes. The only thing is to give them that time off and mentally try to soothe them a little bit and get them back with you. Both the Lake State and Northern are very, very difficult losses. We go from a chance to believe that we can still host the doggone thing to, wow, now we got to start thinking about, let's just get in this doggone tournament. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of games left. There's a lot of basketball. You got to hang in there. You got to stay the course. And as difficult as it is for all of us, you know, that's what you got to do. I mean, we got a good offense. We got a good defense. We got a good team. But, you know, we still don't know who we are in all aspects. And when I say that is, you can't take the possessions off. We've already talked about. And once we get that, if we get that, I mean, we've proven that we can. We just, the consistency is there. So I don't know how you stay fresh. It's got to be a mental thing. And players got to eat properly and sleep properly. And that's the best way.
Talk a little bit about the teams, though, Coach. Ferris State, we lost 63-51. We beat Grand Valley State earlier, 77-65. Two different teams that we're dealing with here, right?
You know what, Dirk, that's about the best way to put it. One's going to race up and down, press, pressure, you know, get after you, the athleticism, like the Lake State, and then the other one's going to is doggone near a mirror of us, and those are the athleticism causes the problem for us, as you know, And the other thing is, if we're in a tight game on the road, it's hard to beat a team that's just like you. So we got to go down there. You know, I think the biggest thing right now is mentally, Wes, you know, getting back to that, because, you know, physically all the teams are going to be a little bit tired. And, you know, we got one of the toughest kids in the world in Ben. And if anybody can do it, he can. And I like the fact that it's Ferris and they're number one, because if you can't get up for a Ferris game after a road, you know, after they're the number one team, you know, it's going to be difficult, and that'll be the challenge. If we don't, there is a chance that they could drill us there.
All right, Coach. Well, tough loss last night, but I think things will turn around. I think we're looking for a big win against Ferris State and Grand Valley State. Both games can be heard on Mix 93. Wes will call all the play-by-play for us here, and we wish you safe travels. Get rested up, Coach, and have a great weekend.
Guy, Dirk, I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay. That's Coach Kevin Luke, men's basketball team. They get set for a two-game set on the road. And Thursday night and Saturday afternoon, we'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. We've got a lot more Huskies Drive Time coming up, so do stay tuned here on Mix 93 WKMJ.